We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otot Chaim. We are now on the last Shar of Otot Chaim, which is called Shar No. We're starting in the old edition. It is on Daf Lamites to Dalit. That's in Etz Chaim. In the Matot Kedvash, it's Tov Resh, and the old edition of the Otot Chaim, not Etz Chaim, is Nun Hei Amud Aleph. Okay, so Ono. Ono in Kabbalah has the same reference as we have in Nigla. It's a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. It's the final Shulchan Aruch in Chosh Mishman Reish Chaf Zayin. So there's basically three different halachas. We talk about the first of Pshat, and then we talk about, then we'll get into the sort. So in Pshat we have three different halachas by Ono. There is when you have a makeup between a moichel and a lokeach, and you're selling the product just above market price, but less than a sixth of the market price, then we say that the makeach is kayim. The makeach is kayim, and there is no problem. That's what we call pochet mishtus. Now, when you're selling a makeach more than a sixth over the market value, everybody's selling it for a particular price, you're selling it sixth more, that's called yuma'ane. You're causing grief to the lokeach. You're selling it more than a sixth, and therefore the halacha is that the mekach is kayim, but you have to be marzir the ono. The amount of the sixth has to be back returned back to the lokeach. Now, if you're charging more than a sixth, then the mekach is bottled. Okay, so that's clear? So it's pochud mishtus, the mekach is kayim, and the ono is still, you charge whatever you charge. Because the Rosh says that you are moichel whatever is up and above the market price, Masha, which under a sixth. If it's just a sixth, then we say the makeup is kind, but you have to return this that or no. And if you're selling the product more than a sixth, then the makeup is bottle, and obviously the no has to come back as well. Okay, so those are the three halachas. Now, we're going to speak about an aspect which is called chasadim. Now, we spoke about b'meshach hazman a lot about chasadim and gvuros. Now we're just going to revise now and speak about something we didn't speak about in the previous shiurim, and also something in the kavanos that we find by Kone HaKol in the first brachim Shmona Esrei, which is very, very, very applicable to this as well. So we know that the chasadim and gvuros, which is called chugin short, is the lively source of all the patsufim. Right? The Ariza says, and I've said this many times, that the chug is the maim amigadlim isa'ilan. It's the water that grows the plants and the trees. It's like the blood flow for all the paltzufim. Now, where is this chug? The chug is found in the yesod de'ima. In the yesod de'ima, you have five chasadim and five gvuros. Now, these look like havayas. If you look up there with your spiritual glasses, you'd see five havayas representing the five chasadim, and then five havayas representing the gvuros. Now, they enter into za, meaning that ima is nurturing za. These five gvuros and these five chasadim are going to be mispashed into the guf de za, and that's going to give nourishment to the parts of the za, which makes them grow. He's going to take the chasadim for himself, and he's going to pass over the five gvuros over to Nukva, because that's her nourishment. He be'ika za is nourished by the chasadim, and she be'ika takes the gvuros. That's the spashtas, yeah? Yeah.
This is kviyachol apiteva, yeah?
Can you expand on that statement? What do you mean apiteva?
Why should it give it over to
Nukva? Why? Because it's like a husband and wife. The husband is Mephanis.
I mean, there's something forcing it.
What?
No forcing it. It's a natural
process.
chesnit. The Eibush is forcing. I don't know what the gedor in here. Okay, now let's get into more details now. Exactly where the chasadim go. So I told you the chasadim go into Zah, and the gevuros also go into Zah, and eventually the gevuros are going to go to the Nukva. Now, exactly where bidiyuk the chasadim go? Now, we have to understand that the chasadim, we said there's five. Now, the truth of the matter is they're going to be split into two and two thirds, and two and one thirds. Okay? Now, the two and one third is going to stay into the sod of Ima, and two and two thirds of it are going to be mispashit into the Guf Tazah. Okay, now what are they? Now, when I say the five chasadim, we're going to give them names now. We're going to call them, there is the chesed of the chesed, the gvur of the chesed, tiferet of the chesed, netzach of the chesed, the hod of the chesed. Okay, those are the five chasadim. Now, the first two, which is chesed the chesed and the gvur the chesed, stay in the yesod the ima. They don't come out. They don't come out. And there's reasons. We're not going to come out all to the reasons right now. The other chelik, which is the shlish elyon of the tiferes of chesed, also stays in the yesod the ima. That also stays in the yesod the ima. What does comes out is everything else, which is the shtei shlish tachtonim of tiferes of chesed, and the netzach of chesed, and the hod of chesed, that comes plunging out into where? We'll speak about that in a minute.
Into
the various spheres of Zah.
Now this is in Das. This is already in Das. This yesod the ima is already in Das the Zah, yes?
In Das the Zah. It comes all the way down to the into the chos of the Zah. It goes further than that. Right? It goes into the chest of the Zah.
Yes.
And then it releases the two and two thirds into where? So let's speak about that now. So we said the Netzach, the Chesed is coming out. It's going to go into the Netzach of Zah.
The Chesed is... Huh? The Chesed is not coming out.
The Netzach of the Chesed.
Oh, no, yeah.
The Netzach of the Chesed, let me just repeat, I didn't say that correctly. So the Netzach of Chesed,
yeah,
is going to go into the Netzach of the Yesod of Zah. Yeah, okay, so that's the rule. The rule is that the five chasadim are mispashit, beklolistic, all into the yesod dezah. And klolistic into the malchut dezah. Okay? That's where
yes,
it goes.
Yes. And before yesod, there's nothing? There's no
yesod. Were in the Yesod?
Before Yesod, I mean in Chagat Dezah.
Yeah. They're mispashit in the different spheres. But first, what's going to happen is first they go down to the Yesod. And then from the Yesod, then there's all Chozer, and they go back and they mispashit into the different spheres.
Okay, and Kalut. Ah, yeah. Ah, so you, first you go Kalut in Yesod.
Yeah.
Then all Chozer into Chagat, Kilu.
Yeah.
Chagatna. And Kalusam in Malchus.
No, well, it's called all the five chasadim. Well, the two and the two thirds are going to go into the Yesod and then into the Malchus, same time, and then there's an or chosen that comes back out.
Okay, you said that Netzach Shebechesed of the goes into Netzach the Yesod.
Yeah, so we're going to open up the Yesod.
Yeah.
We're going to find five chalakim of the Yesod. We're going to find the chesed of the Yesod. We're going to find the gevurah of the chesed, the Yesod, the tiferet, netzach, hod.
Yeah. So in chesed and gevurah of the Yesod, will be no chesed. No,
yeah, so let me speak it out. Right. Yeah, yeah. So you're on the right track. So what's going to happen? Let's talk about what's going to go on here. So let's speak about first of all, we're talking about the Yesod. Let's imagine now the Yesod of Ima. In the Yesod, the Ima, as we said, you have five Chasodim and five Gvurot. Now we're going to talk about the Gvurot, because that's the first thing that comes out. Those are the Gvurot, and they puncture a hole, since they're the Gvurot, they puncture a hole down from out, from inside the Yesod, the Ima, out. Right, they have the cough to do that, and they go plummeting down into the Yesod of Zah. Mm-hmm. Now, there's five gvuras that we spoke about, like the five chasadim. So you have the chesed of the gvura, the gvura of the gvura, tiferet of gvura, netzach of the gvura, and the hod of gvura. All of them are going to go into the Yesod of Zah. Yesod of Zah divided into the five spheres as well. it's going to be divided into the chesed of the yesod of Zaha, gvur, and so on and so forth. So therefore it makes sense, we can understand how each one is going to go into another chilik. But the way it works is as follows. The chesed of the gvura, which is in yesodima, goes down first. We'll see, as opposed to the chasadim, they work opposite. The netzah goes down first. So here, the gvura of the chesed of the gvura, which is in yesod the ima, goes down first. Leaves the yesod the ima first.
Oh, you said chesed and gvura, the chesed doesn't go down.
What's that? The chesed of the gvura.
No, we didn't speak about this till now. We speak about only the chesed, not the gvura.
Yeah, now we're talking about the gvura now, because that's the first thing that comes down.
Okay.
Now.
Oh, okay, that's
good. Right, first the gvurot come down, then the chesedim come down.
Like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos.
Yeah. Okay, so the chesed of the gvurot is going to come down first, as opposed to the chesedim, we'll find that's the opposite. The netzach of the chesed comes down first.
Ah, and then that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it works out. So the chesed of the gvurot comes down first, and it's going to go down into the hod.
Oh, the yisod?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
it's just right. Okay, so the chesed of the gvura is going to go down first, going to go down to the hod. Then the gvura of the gvura is going to go into the netzach. Then the tiferet of gvura is going to go into the tiferet of yisod, and then the netzach, it's going to go down into the gevura, and the hod of the gevura is going to go into the chesed. So it's working backwards, basically. It's all working backwards. Now, when you come to the chasadim, what's going to happen is that it's going to work normally. Now, whatever is the lowest is going to come up first, and the highest are going to stay. So the netzach of the chesed is going to go into the netzach of the yesodazah. And the hod of the chesed is going to go into the hod of the yesodazah. Now, the shnei shlish tiferet of the chesed is going to go down into the tiferet. But, like you noticed before, we only have shnei shlish tachtoni of the tiferet. We don't have the top part of the tiferet, so we're missing there.
Yeah.
Our kol shekin, we're missing the chesed of the gvura and the chesed that we're missing, b'chlal. Sorry, did I say that right? Yeah?
I think so.
No, the gvur, the chesed, sorry, it's the gvur, the chesed, and the chesed, the chesed. That we don't have b'chla coming down. They're still in the yesod of ima.
Yeah. So, yeah.
This, okay, you got that?
This and this. Okay, yeah. So you say all together you've got eight going down? By gvuras, everything goes down?
Five the gvuras go down, yes.
Do you mind just to repeat? First of all, you got chesed.
Yeah.
Into chesed?
Into hod.
Ah. Into other yesod.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you've got gvura into
netzah.
Sorry.
Gvura into netzah.
Yeah. Tat
in the tat, the chesed, the yesod. Then you have netzah the gvura in gvura, the yesod.
Yeah.
And then you have
in chesed.
You have, that's right, you have hod. Wow. Into the hod of gvura, into the hod, into the chesed of yisod. Okay,
that's gvuras.
Okay. When it comes to the chasadim, what's going to happen is working the other way around. The netzach of the chesed is going to go down into the netzach of yisod.
Yeah.
Okay, you got that?
Yes.
And then the hod. The hod goes down first. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The hod, the chesed, goes down into the hod.
Yeah.
The netzach into the netzach, and the tiferes into the tiferes. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we start. Okay.
We're starting down properly, right? Whatever's lowest is coming down first. That's the way it should be. Now the way it's the reason why it's doing that, because the chasadim have to do a mituka dinim on the gvuras. That's why they're bundling up and collecting into the yisod, in order that the chasadim should now give a mituk to the gevuras before they leave the yisod and transfer it into nukva.
Okay.
Because we don't want too much gevuras going into her. So, be'etzem, the chasadim didn't have to go to the yisod. The only reason they're only going there is because the gevuras are there in order to give a mituk in order to before they go into there. So, as you notice, there are some parts which are not going to get a mituk. We'll speak about that later on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, another little introduction. We know in the parasha of Onah, there's two people have to be involved there. You have a morach and a lokeach. Now, how do we understand the inin of Onah in Kabbalistic terms? So the Arizal teaches us, Apir the Zohar, he's going to bring Raya's from the Zohar, the parasha of Onah is found in this Tiferes. Because the Tiferes you can't split, because every sphere you split into three bits.
You mean this Tiferes?
In the Tiferes. Now, the Tiferes, every sphere is split into three parts. Okay? But it's not equal, right? Your three thirds is not really equal. Right? A half is equal, 50%. A third is not really equal, that's it.
I know, it's a 33 and a third.
What?
A 33 and a third.
Right, it's not a whole sum. You're splitting a third. We don't want 33.333333 infinite, right? We want 25 makes 50. We want 50-50. We want a concise amount.
Uh-huh.
Okay? We want that the Moichel is happy and the Lokeil is happy. They both take half-half. Okay? So therefore, when you have the situation of three-thirds, Per Gelen of Tiferes, Per Tzoy of Tiferes, and Per Tachton, so the Per Elion, says Arizal, is called the Morcha. The Per Elion of Tiferes is called the Morcha.
Where do you get Tiferes from? Where's it all got to do with Tiferes?
It's a moshel to explain this problem of the funds or the makeup, the value of the makeup going more to one to the other.
No. Why is it in Tiferes rather than Gevura or whatever?
Because Tiferes is usually the sphere that we split into thirds.
Ah.
Okay, for example, in this scenario, we're talking about here, we see clearly that the Yesod of Ima's coming down, and she's keeping a third for herself, and she's sending down two thirds to Zah. So it's not really.
So this only happens in Tiferes.
Usually, yes. Yes. Okay? So the Morcha is going to be considered to be the top third of Tiferes, and the last two thirds are considered to be the Lokeach. Okay, I'm just throwing out Shtikla Hadomas to try to understand this parak over here. Okay. Fine. Okay, so with those ideas, we're going to try to understand the parak for sure. So let's go back. Sha Ono. Neva Din Ono. We're going to explain Din Ono. Like I said, it's a Gemara above the Mitzvah of the Nine Testament base. Bo Yizbah Inyonem Rabim Shesh Bezah. Hine. Know that Ki Chamisha Chasodim Shib Yesod Bezah. The Ima. We know there's five Chasodim in Ima. In Yesod Ima. What's the Tachlis? Ha Mispashtim Bezah Bechesed Ad Hod Shebo. Right? Like I was magdim, first they go to the Yesod to be mamtik the dinim of the Gvura, and then there's an Or Choyza that goes back up into the five different spheres of Zah. Now, it's a bit lavdavka what he's saying over here, because we just said that the Chesed of the Chesed, and the Gvura of the Chesed, and the Shish Elyon of Tiferes don't come up b'chlal. So he says over here that in Nisvashin, all the five spheres of Zah is not really true. The Eshel explains that what's really happening is that even though they don't come out, the chesed of the chesed and the gvur of the chesed don't come out, but there's still a ha'ora that goes out and goes to the right arm of Zah and the left arm, the chesed of Zah and the gvur of Zah. Mm-hmm. That's what it means, mitzpasha to the chesed gvur to fill mitzvah, holy soul. But it's not really equal. Chelik is getting up only a ha'ora, and the other chelik is getting a proper chesed.
The Ore is from Tiferet Nitzachot or from Chesed Gevura?
Sorry, sir.
The Ore that Chesed and Gevura, the Yesoid, are getting is from the two first Chesedim or from the three last Chesedim?
No, for sure.
Yeah.
The Chesed is being mashpir to the Chesed. Zah, the Gevura.
At least
Yeah. Aval, Achamesh Gevura, so Yoldos, the Yesod is Zag. Kenitzke le'el be'inan Ephraim ben Yosef. Kedela says, Misham בדעס דרחל מצד אחוריים המחבן הם ממש כנגד המקום בזה מקום זה. So we know that Rochel is behind Zah, so her das is connected his yesod. So what's going to happen is that the gvuls are going to go down to the yesod of Zah, and then he's going to be mashpia to her. That's tachlis. Now, v'hine, kodesh sheyelchu chamish gvuls elu ledas Rochel, tzar sheyit matiku tchila im hachasodim. That's why I said before. That's why I said beforehand. The chasadim really should just mispash it into the ivorim of Zah, but rather they go down to the yisod in order to make this mitzvah kedinim.
So why is it the das rochel?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean
that asa, the next stage.
Next stage when the gvuls will pass into the das, because the das is that's the sphere which encompasses the chug, the chasadim and gvuls. That's the mokum. Okay. Now, velo yedinim kashim v'chazakim. So the reason why the chasadim go down again in order to mamtik the dinim that in order that the gvuros should not be too chazakim. Ba'omnam mitukam hu alidei chasadim atachtonim hamigulim. Ki amechusim, that means that's the 2 1/3. That's the chesed v'chesed, the gvurot v'chesed. And the shlish elah di tiferet zechesed, those are called the mechusim. They cannot do the mitzvah because they're stuck in the yisod the ima. They can't get down to the yisod zah. Ki mechusim em oram meir mefilu tzoch atzmon because they're stuck in the yisod. The koshkem luzuloso. Of course, they cannot be mashbir down and be mumping those dinim.
No, why tatnitzach ve'od are not mechusim? Why is that not in the yisod the ima?
They came out.
And why do we not come out?
You ask me why?
No, you call them mechusim megulim. What was the gather of mechusim megulim? You want to say
inside of the yisod zah, inside the yisod ima, or outside the yisod ima?
So, stand even before being mitpashet, they are outside. They are megulim. The gilu is not because they are mitpashet. You want to say, do you know what? Those are mitpashet and those are not mitpashet because those one are megulim and those are not megulim. So Al Kohar, the Gilui and the Kisui is not because of the Ispashtut or non Ispashtut of them.
I'm not with you. There's two Sugim of Chasodim over here, right? Those who were able to be Mispashtut outside the Yisod, and those were not. The 2 1/3 were not. Did not leave, and therefore the Mechusim the Yisod is Yisod Ima. And the 2/3 and the 2 2/3, which is Tiferes and Netzahod, were able to leave.
No,
now, because they were able to leave, now they were able to do a mitzvah dinim down into the gvuros.
Yeah, but he says, "Umnam mitukam walidei chasadim atachtonim, amegulim."
Amegulim, that's right.
Ki amechusim en oram meir.
That's right. They're stuck in the yisod ima.
No, mashma that the amechusim no kesha. With this pashtut or not it pashtut?
There's no shayla. It's not shayla. It's pashtut because it's still mechuset.
Oh, so what? We go to the mechuset before this pashtut. Tet netzach and od as well are mechuset.
Tiferet netzach od.
Yeah, they're mechusim as well.
They're all originally in the yisodima.
They're mechusim.
All called mechusim. Yeah.
It's strange to say. Mitukam uali dechasim atachtonim amegulim. Mechusim en oram meir. There's no question. Those are mitpashet. Those are not mitpashet.
Right. No, but there's a habamir.
These are habamir that all of them will be mitpashet.
No, the habamir is that even the mechusim are meir from where they are down into the gvuls of the yisod, which are in the yisod zah.
Or there's a habamir that the mechusim will be misgalim, mitpashetim as well.
No, there's no habamir.
Oh, so you see there is a chilu between Chesed Gvura and Tiferet Nitzachod.
Of course.
The etzem, without, not mitzad, are they mitpashet or lo mitpashet?
No.
No?
No, they it's all nafkaminas coming out from that.
Tell me, you know what? Those three are mitpashtim, those three are mitpashtim. Why? Fatmanish kakashe. No.
Right.
No, he says, do you know why? Because those are mechusim and those are megulim.
No, the nafkamina is the mitzvah kedinim we're talking about over here. has nothing to do with the fact that they are mispash or not mispash. The fact is that the mechusim cannot be meir to the gvus down below because they don't have the koach. That's the nekud over here.
Okay.
Ve'ol tamacher ki heim omdim lemala ve'en yecholim leired lemata. Ki mechitzas keil yesod ima hem akvod otam leired ad yesod. Ve'om nam achasadim hem gulim yesh lehem shte achonos. Arishona ki heim tachtonis v'yecholim leired ad yesod izatzmo. לפי שאין להם מחיצה זה מעקבון ולירד.
לפור זה הכל מחוסים, הם מגולים. זה המגולים because there is no מחיצה. זה דבר זה כל מגולים, לא?
No, okay. You understand all the chassadim were מחוסה at one point. They're all in the yesod. That's the only way they appear. The only way they can come into Zah is that they come מחוסה in the yesod the ima. Masking or not?
I don't. Yeah.
They don't come a megule by teva, right? They don't pop out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So they all start off the same way, and then two and two thirds, like you said, tifer netzayot come out. They when they come out from the yisod ima, they're called megulim.
Mm. Okay.
That simple, right? So therefore, there's no mechitzas in these megulim, quote unquote, which is netzayot yisod. Which is Tifel Netzahod, they have nothing which is ma'ak of them whatsoever. There's no mechitza whatsoever. There's a different reason. Vashnia hi ki hem megulim yecholim lematik et gvod v'netinas yisod ha'zah. So I'm saying that even though that there might be a mechitza, but you could say the ha'ora might do a mitzuk, right? But Alatzad that's not even comparable to the Megulim. The Megulim be'etzim have no mechitza whatsoever, and they can really give a very powerful hashpah to the gevurah and do a mitzvah over there. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, it seems to be that the Yesod the Ima could not hold all these Gvurot and the Chassadim together.
Okay.
And therefore, it was a Bekiah, so the Gvurot came flying out, and only partial Chassadim came out. But the other part didn't have the Koal to come out, because then there was enough room to accommodate them. But that seems difficult. But here, now that Kigilu Chassadim, again, every time we say gilo, you have to say that's another word for tifer netzahot yisod. Gilo chasadim hu mechaze lizah ulimata. Because we know the ima goes to the chaze. Shem shnei shlish chesed de tifer tizah, he's spelling out now. Veshnei chasadim shlemi le netzah hodizah. And he called chasde dabim en nemonim. That's what it's called. Venimsa ki kol dalit chasadim hem shlemim bashwa achat. So you have four chasadim shleimim b'ashva achat, aval chesed ha-shlishi hanogeh lechelek ha-tifel dezah eno shave b'chelkav, ki ha-shlisho elyonu sosu umuchuse b'yesod ima, v'shnei shlishim ha-tachtonim igulim kenoda, ki kol chesed v'chesed me'ilu chamisha mitchalek l'shlosh ha-shlishim. So it's not a chiddush he's saying by as we spoke about, every sphere can be split into three parts. But what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be in tifer. Tifer, then you see bechush, this real chilek between the three halakim. So one third will be stuck in the yisod. That's going to be a shlish, which is called mechose. And the other two halakim of tiferet, of the chesed of tifer, well, tiferet of the chesed, is called megulim. So four shaveh b'shaveh, all of them are whole, either the complete mechus or complete megule. It's only the tifel which is chopped into these one third, two third scenario.
What is the chesed shebetat deza?
Well, aval chesed ha-shlishi.
Hanogel ha-chelek. Before Chasdei Dinei Manim.
Okay, let's start again. Here, know that. Ki Giloi, Giloi HaChasodim Hu, Mechazu Mizad V'Mata.
Because Lemana it's Megule. It's Mechuse.
It's Mechuse. You have the Yesod the Ima, which is Mechase. Now, Shehem Shnei Shlish HaChesed Shebitivei HaSeza. Right? That's called Giloi.
Yeah, but what's called Shlish Shlish HaChesed Shebitat?
So you have five Chasodim. The first chesed, is called chesed the chesed.
Yeah.
Second is called gvul the chesed. Third one is called tiferet the chesed.
Yes.
Tiferet the chesed is split into three parts.
Yes.
So the last two parts is called the giloy.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Shem bet shlish a chesed.
Shte chesed.
That shbe. Yosh betat deza shbetat shbetat de.
You expect that's what you're saying. The shlish chesed should be tiferes the chesed is that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he means.
Okay.
That's what he means. Yeah. We're talking in the yesod. It has to be. We're talking about that chesed.
Okay.
Now shnei chesodim shleimim shebenetzach ho de chesed is that. We add that in. Anikraim chazid David and emalim. Nimtza ki kol dalet chesodim. Hem. What? You have base?
Okay, I have the base. Yeah.
Oh, I have Dalek.
Okay.
Four are Shavu. You could write, depends how you look at it. Yeah. Dalek Hasadim have Shlemi Bashua. That means.
Everything is either or.
Chesed Gvura, Chesed Gvura, and it's a hold, all whole.
אבל
חסד השלישי הנוגע לחלק תפארת דחסד עזר אין עכשיו לחלק שלישו אליון הוא סלסום המחוס ביסוד אימא ושני שלישים תחתן מגולים כנודע כי כל חסד וחסד מאלו חמישה מתחלק לשלושה שלישים he's saying that it's no chidish by תפארת you can do this by all the spheres but there's no enough commitment והנה בזה החסד שבתפארת הנחלק לשלושה שלישים הנה כפי הקוסו בתורה יש בו שטוס או פחות משטוס ויש משטוס so those are three halachas that we learn by Ono charging just a shtus less than a shtus and more than a shtus we said the halacha is shtus the mekach is kayim but you have to be marzil the Ono pochot mishtus the halacha is the mekach is kayim and there's no achzora of the Ono and yes and mishtus then the whole mekach is bottom ki lif'amim chelik e'elim achus lokeach yot mishtus. So sometimes we find that the Chelek Elyon, Amochuse, which is in Yesod Ima, is Lokeach Yoyse Meshtus. He takes more of a Chelek. Venimtsu Sheze Misane, right? That means the Aveze Misane. That means the Koine that we called beforehand, he takes more than he's supposed to. He's taking that middle Shlish with him. And he's ma'ane the moicha, which is the well, actually, the ma'ane is the moicha. The moicha was the shlish elyon, and the koine is the shnei shlish tachtonim. Yeah. Now, v'tzalech la'agdim din Rav Seinu Zatzal b'ono. Again, gemal b'amitzia. Amru sham she'ein din ono ela kishum mis'ane b'schum shav yadamim. Shovui domim. Im mochu be yoise or be pochot. Omnam im betos cheshvan choze be kolshu. Chem kol davash be mida be mishkel be minyan choze be kolshu. Now there's another halacha. Has nothing to do with Ono. Now he's throwing in another din. The din is that if you have, for example, you're selling amount of eggs. Now if you tell them you're selling 10 eggs and there's 9 eggs, then even though it's less than shtus, but it's the whole makeach is bottle mevutel because that's dovah should be mida a weight or mishkal or mid or minyan that's the halacha. Now, okay, not to confuse both the halachas. He's going to try to tie them in some ways. Now, bir ininho. Now we're going to go into this second halacha of mida or mishkal or minyan, which is bottle b'mashu. Kihine. Be'enino, ki hine, noda shekol chesed v'chesed me'ilu ha'chamesh chasadim, He bechinas havaya achas. As we said, we magdim before the hakdama that as you if you put on your spiritual glasses and look into the yesod the ima and you find these five chasadim, these five rules, they all look like havayas. You give off case. They have different nekudos, but that's what they are. The havaya zu yesh bo shtei bechinas. Now you have a o posh pshuta o meleya. You can turn the havaya into just look at a yud kivav ke, or you can spill it out in the. Sorry. Yeah. Mimiloi as ein onokla. When you spell out the words, right? When you spell out the word into the 10 letters, for example, of ab, the havaya that yudim, so you're going to come out with 72. Something, right, which is up, and then there's no meaning. You can separate it, right, into three parts. For example, everything is concise. There's no decimal points, right? So 3 divided by 72 is 24. So that's not like we spoke about Davi. What you said before is 33.3333. That's hono. But if you can split it up into finite units, then there's no. So he's telling you a havaya de milui, there's no. Okay. Ki achalokim shavim, like I just explained to you. V'nikroim mida mishkal umina. So therefore you have, for example, 72 divided by 3 is 24, so you have 24. So you cannot reduce or give more than that amount. That's called mida or mishkal or minyan. Because then you're affecting the Havaya. 26, the Havaya 26, you can't split into equal parts. Yeah. Okay. Now, Nevaya Tchila. So that's how the Metzius is working. The Metzius is working with the. You see the parallel over here. We always say that the spiritual worlds are paralleling the material world. So we see that when you're doing business, and what's the big issue? That's the Sod of Onol, the Sod of Bito Mekach, has to do with the Chasadim. You're chaperoning with the Havayas of these Chasadim. You're ruining their trajectory. You know, and they're splitting up in different ways, and they're not being effective, and they're supposed to. The chasadim are supposed to do mitzvah kedinim, and you're affecting that result. Right? Make sense, though? Now, v'nevaya tchila ina havaya b'milui. Now, okay, a little bit of gematria here. V'nevaya tchila ina havaya b'milui. Ech ein ba din ono. B'kol shuhu, or b'kol shuhu chozer. הנה, בחסודים אלו יש בהם עצמם ומציאוסם הרבה בחינס. בחינס אחס היא משקל, והוא היועס כל חסד מהם בסוד חסד, הוא ומטרי האב. Right? Okay, I repeat. והוא, המפש טוב ריש דלת, והוא היועס כל החסד מהם בחסד, החסד, בסוד חסד, שהוא גמטרי אב. So the גמטרי אב חסד is 72. והוא הוויה במילוי יהודים, העולה אב. And it's also the הוויה, the מילוי of יהודים, which is 72. וכל חסד מהם הוא הוויה אחז, the יהודים, העולה אב. וניסה כמצד החסד הזה הוא גמטרי אב. יהיו כולם בסוד אב די יהודים. Now, now all that is called Mishkal. Remember, there's three magic words the Chazal tell us: Mishkal, Mishkal, Mida, and Minyan. He's going to be dolish all three of those, the words of Chazal. Now, Bechinas Onikra Mishkal, Kemo Shemavua B'Sefer Zohar Pashas Kitisa B'Raya D'Mehemna. So this is what the Zohar says. The Zohar says as follows: Evna LeMishkal Ba Da Yud. That means Evdam is an Evan to the Mishkal Ba, to use a rock, right? That's how they used to do the weights. They used to a rock to weigh things. You have to know, says the Zohar, Da Yud. It's a Yud. Because a Yud is a small thing. It looks like a rock. Okay? So the rock that you use to weigh your weights is K comparable to the yud. Now, what does that mean? So the Arizal tells us pshat. Hariki a mishkal hu besod yudim. We know the mishkal, the weight that you're using, is besod yudim. That's the way he's learning the Zohar. The mishkal is yudim. It's the havaya de yudim. It's not stomach yud, because you could have learned the Zohar, it's just a yud, but he's saying it's the havaya de yudim. Nikraim avonim sheshkolim behem. Behem havaya de yudim nikra mishkal. So therefore, says the Arizal, the pshat in the Zohar is, he's telling a mishkal is a havaya de yudim. That one's connected to the other. Haketzad. So how do you work it out? So he's going to give us two different ways to work this out. So mem the mishkal hem abba yudim the ab, right? Because it's spelled yud vav dalit. That's yud number one. Then k yud, that's yud number two. Then yud vav yud, that's k number three. Yud number three. And then finally the hey also has a yud. So that's four yudim in the ab. That's 40. That's connected the mem of mishkal. Now, what are the other two letters of Mishkal? Shin Kuv, which is 400. So, where are you going to find the 400? It says, the Shin Kuv, the Mishkal, Hem Alba Yudim, again, four Yudim, which we spoke out. Kol Achas Kalula Me Eser, Ve Eser Me Eser, Are 400. This is tough. So, 10 times, you have four Yudim times 10 times 10, because each Sphira has a 10 inside of it, that's 100. 100 times 4 is 400. That's the Shin Kuv. What about the last letter of the Mishkal? Is Lamed. That's 30. So the Lamed, the Mishkal, who? Kufvav, the Havaya. So the Poshut of the Havaya is 26. Plus the four letters of the Koilel of the Havaya, Yud Kevavke. So that makes Lamed Pshutas Lamed the Mishkal. So he just saw you the connection between Mishkal and the Havaya, the Yudim. That was the, this is the reference to the Pshat in the Zohar. Va'od, another pshat. Ki hine b'milu da havaya de yudim ache shetasir. Once you remove a poshud, yisha begematria mu. So again, you have the havaya de yudim, which is yud ke vav ke, ke yud vav yud vav ke yud, which spells which is 72. Now you have two parts to that. So the havaya de yudim, you have the poshud and you have the milu. So remove the havaya de poshud. Okay, what are you left with? The letters which gives you the gematria of mu, which is 46. Now, here, esepamim memvav gematria tav samach. When you have 10 times 46, then you come out with 460. Now, the gemat, the Hawaii has 10 letters, so you can throw that in. That's called the kolel.
It's a bit,
what?
Okay, we took the pashut lemaisim.
Yeah, we go back to the miloi, the original shorish of the Hawaii, which is the miloi. In eser, that's kolel im she'em gematria tav ayim, which is the exactly the gematria of mishkal. Okay. As I understand that example now. Okay, very good. So Adkan, that is the remez that we have. The mishkal is connected this inyan. Now, what about the inyan of minyan? Now, bechina shnia nikra minyan, hu ki mitzad gvura deza asher gam ba mispashet chesed echad mechamisha chasadim. Hine mitzad chesed deze mispashet begvura deza yiyeh kol chamish chasadim. Kol echad ve'echad mehem b'china gvura gematcha rayu. Now, ve'ininu explains kine nisbar ki kol chesed mehem hu havaya the ab the yudim. Ve'noda ech minei talya ab sheman. That means the ab, the 72 names. Kol echad mitlat atvan. There's 72 names. Now each name has three letters to it. Or ben kulam have rayu atvan. Okay. So this is the 72 names of Hashem. This is not the Havaya, the Ab that we're talking about beforehand. Right. We're talking about that the 72, this is brought down in the sort of the menorah, we know this, right? This is talking about That's right. So you go afoch veholech afoch. So you see that from there deduces the three letter names. There's 72 of them. So 72 times 3 is 216. That's rayu. What we call rayu. Rayu is the gematria of gvura. So he's tying together again this inin of the this inin of the avaya into which is the chesed batsim, which is into the gvura. Kiniska b'tikunim de daf chesem with amud aleph. But again, you can minyan loshon mispa. We also find that minyan could also be called mispa. Now, why is called minyan? Why is minyan called mispa? Because mispa minyan ois yosem gvura gematria rayu. Because if you take the gematria of mispa, that is also the gematria of gvura, which is
216. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gvura mispa.
Yeah.
Mispa is a lot more.
Yeah, why? It's 200.
Mispar is 380.
Loshon mispar, ki mispar minyan ois yoseihem.
Veyika. Ki mispar minyan ois yoseihem.
Mispar, we're talking about the 72, the 72 names. Ki mispa mina is the shell gimel pamim ab.
That's how you. That's not those letters. Not the matria.
The number of letters. That's right. The number of letters is 216. Correct. So the number of letters. That's what he means. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Mispa shelo is the number of letters that you have in this ab that you have 216 letter, which is the gematria of gvul. Cool. Yeah. Very good. Now, gam biyois nikam minyan. Now, gam biyois nikam minyan. Who bechinas heyois chasadim miluvoshim biyesod ima. As we know, the chasadim start in the yesod ima. Keniskel el bedrush efchay ben Yosef. Vehine, what? No, we haven't learned it. Vehine, biyesod ima hu eked miluy dahin. Now, again. The eked de milu dahin, don't be so with us. The eked de milu dahin keno the hugmatre kana. Right? If you take aleph lamed pei kk yud vav dalet kk, what milu of ima, that will get you exactly kana 151. Kemispa minyan ima kolel. Right? The imaskim, right? The minyan is 150 plus 1 is 151. So that is kana, which is the source of these chasadim, is the same as minyan. Hine, liyois sheze b'chinas gvua keniska, lachen nirma ze b'ze benukva, anukva. Atachtona anikra adnus. Now, he hasn't finished yet. Now, since these, we're talking about the Gvur, which is going to go eventually Spashet to Nukva, which is the Malchus, has to do, her name is always Atmos. Now, Kemosha Mavua Bezoa, at the Nukva Tadir, it kasheres b'smola, lechem b'mischabe eke de hahir, im Atmos, yishnem b'gematre rayu k'minyan Gvur, hariki minyan hu Gvur. That's how you connect minyan into gvur, okay? Because you have 65 plus the kana, which is 151. You come out to 260, okay? Vayta. Now mida. I've explained so far the connection of mishkal, minyan, and I will explain now the remez of mida. Why the Chazal say these three words, mida. Now b'chinas shlisha nikra mida. He mitzad tifels deza. Mitzad tifels deza. Asher mitzido ye kulam b'chinas mab. Lefisha tifels klula meshlosha yadot. Yad gedola b'yamina. Yad chazaka b'smola. Yad arama b'amseita. Yad amseita kolelet ima yad yamin v'yad smola. O meshlosha pamim yad nase mab. Echa b'tifers atzmo, v'lechem b'chines mab hi b'tifers. Okay, so how do you get 42 from tifers? What's the connection? Because 42 is 3 times 14. 14 is the gematria of yad. That means you have 3 hands. one to the right, one to the left, one to the middle. Now, in the middle, he says, is also has a also has the right and left, because the middle calf always has the right, a little bit of the right, a little bit of the left. So in the middle calf, which is tiferet, you have yad yamin, yad small, and you have yad emtsai.
Yeah.
Okay. So 12 times 3.
3 times 12. Yeah.
Okay, it is 42.
Yeah.
That's the connection 42 and tiferet. Now.
What was it to say that in the middle you've got as well the yamin the small? Say you've got 3 halakim, each one is yad, 3 times 14 is 42. Why does he need to say it? And the middle one is kol as well, the yamin small.
Because we're dealing with the third chesed. The third chesed is tiferet.
But all of this is tiferet. The three.
No. Yad yamin is chesed, yad small is gevura.
The tat.
No, yeah, okay, besides that. Which Shlosh Yodot means you have one on the right, which is Chesed, one on the thing. So he has a little bit of the Chesed, the Tiferet has a little bit of the Chesed, and he has a little bit of the Gevurah.
Ah, okay.
So now you have all three in the middle as well.
Okay.
The Inyan Ab, Mab, who, the Inyan Mab, Zehu. He yoitz kuhavaya the yudim kulula mipashut o miloi o milo de miloi. Shem mab advam kenoda. Now, what does that mean? We know the mab has to do with anav koach. We'll see in a minute. Sorry, I was mugging too much. Now, what does this mean? What did he just finish saying? He said, because if you take yud kei vav kei, how much is that? 4. You take the miloi, that's
it's 10.
10. And then you take the milo de miloi,
it's
42. Altogether, that's 28 and then 10 and another 4. That's that. So that's the map that he's referring to. That's all the shemas that you're going to find in the stifers. Now, another map we'll find in Anu Bekoach. Hine heyoyse nika mida hu kemosha omu v'tikunim ki mida hu shem mab, which we find mab in Anu Bekoach. That means the 42. The 42 letters that we'll find in Anu Bekoach and nichlak l'sheva shman, the 7 names, right? Avgitats, remember the son of Avgitats and Kaz and all these at the end, the summation of the first letters, mm-hmm. that you're going to find over there the 7 names. Mab.
Each letter is one name, yeah?
Yeah. So now, you have Mab with the 7 koilalim, the Ima Sheva, that's 49.
Kiminyamida
is 49. ואיננו, כי כמו שהחמישה חסדים מספשת בזה, גם החמישה הגבוהות מספשת בשישה קצוות, אבזה, אז הוא הכנודה. והנה שמב הוא גבורה כנודה, כאשר נחלק החסדים, כפי סדר הגבוהות, שהוא שמב בכל ספירה ספירה, ונמצא, כי גם בתפרס יהיה שם מב אחד. Now, what does that mean? That if you detect these tiferet, you can subdivide it into 7 spheres as well. So the way they explain it is as follows. There's 2 different pshatim, but I only tell you one pshat, the Beis Lechem Yehud explains as follows. That if you take tiferet, you can split it by 7 by 7.
Mm-hmm.
So you have chesed gevurah tiferet netzach hol yisod and malchus. And then also you have chesed gevurah tiferet netzach hol yisod malchus. You have a chart of 7 by 7, which is 49 squares. So now, if you take the mab, which is the Havaya Poshut, and start spreading it within those 49 squares, so that's already 4 squares, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei.
Mm-hmm.
And then take the Miloy, which is 10 letters, so that's another 10 squares, okay? Then they take the Miloy, the Miloy, then you'll fill it up, or you'll fill up all 49.
32.
Yeah, here's a picture over there. You fill up 42. So how do you get to 49? That's right. Plus 7 akolim. That's right. 7 akolim, which will get you, the 49. So that will fill up all. Those are the 7 spheres of the potias of Tiferet. That's the way. There is a different part.
But why is it only with Yud Kei Vav and not with all the letters?
What do you mean?
I mean, in this you got only Yud Kei Vav.
No. You're looking at the wrong picture. Turn over.
This one.
That's it. Yeah. So we're dealing with the map. The map is the Havaya Pshuta. The Miloy.
He repeats the Poshut when he counts the Kolel. The
Kolel, you mean the Malchus?
The Pshuta and the Miloy. Miloy, yeah. When he put Yud Ke Vav Ke, and then he says Yud Vav Zalet. He repeats the Yud.
That's Miloy.
Yeah, but he repeats the Yud.
Of course.
He doesn't say just Vav Zalet. No. Altogether, you've got 42.
No, the way the map works is, yeah, you have Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then you have the Milo. You start again. Yud Vav Dalet.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, but it's 14. So it's altogether 14.
That's right.
Plus
28 of the Milo di Milo. Again, you start Yud Vav Dalet. You start again.
And after the Kei, you still only have Mem based. So you have to have
the seven Kolelim. The seven Kolelim.
What is the seven kolim?
The seven kolim are the seven names, right? Av Gitats. So you have all, you know, the Aleph, Beis, Gimel.
Yeah.
That's one name. That's the kolim of that. You have seven letters in that name, plus the kolim.
Yeah, but you've got only Av Gitats, you've got 49 names, you might say, altogether.
Not 49. We count as one name.
One.
Yeah.
all these six letters is one name.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. But he doesn't write them down.
No, but he's using the Hawaiians here.
He should have said Av Gitats, Krasatana.
Okay, just a few more lines, we'll stop it here. Vida. Ki pam acher shemati memori zal, I heard a different shot. Be'inyan ze atzmo, no, be'ofen acher. Ki midahu b'sfir chesed. Okay, now he's going to go back to what he's talking about. Mida, Mishkal, and Minyan. So he says, Mida is keneged sfir chesed. Sheshem hu shem mab. Now he's going directly to the last, what we spoke about Minyan. He's talking, Mida, he's going straight into right now. Kimido mispar chesed, sheshem hu shem mab avgitats, kiniz gavitikunin, kimina chesed tchila
matchil,
a matchil sham shem ze shel mab. Because the first of the first shore, avgitats, is keneged chesed. The next one is gvur, and so on and so forth. Obo kolilim kolashiv shavot. And there, that's the main, that it's called everything that comes after it. Like Yom HaDekulu, if you remember the Sfir Zomer. Now, about that Minyan, that's the next row, who Sfir Gvur Kiniska. Mishkal, who Tiferes, that's a lower line of the Anab Kuah. Uwe Loshana Mishkal, Emetzai. Hamachia ben Shtei Kapot Amuznayim, who Chesed Gvur. Ve'eni Likshu in Niska Lemala. So he doesn't know how to finish off the douche with this different chat, but he's heard a different shot. Okay, fine. Then, now Zolainen, we're going to have to start next time. Okay. Shkoyach.